This is the reflection column. It's entitled The Gift of No, written by Brian Hjorndahl, pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in West Hills, California. Sometimes God says no. I was so looking forward to visiting a dear friend, but a gut feeling told me not to go. I reluctantly canceled, and 2 days later, I tested positive for COVID-19. My friend is immunocompromised, and I would have exposed him to the virus had I not accepted God's unwelcomed no. This month's lectionary readings from Acts include the second halves of vision stories that begin with the holy no. Before Paul and his companions turn west toward Macedonia, they try to head east, but the Spirit of Jesus did not follow him. One Sunday, and a few chapters earlier, Peter informs his critics of his vision of unclean foods. He obediently refrains, 3 times standing firm in his faith, but God refuses his religious certainty. The Spirit is for Gentiles, too. Both stories illustrate that behind every no from God lies a deeper, wiser, better yes. Good parents, partners, coaches, teachers, medical professionals, managers, and others understand this. No to junk food is yes to a healthy body. No to one request can be yes to a greater benefit for more people. Saying no to bullies, addicts, and narcissists can help them as well as those they hurt. But this can be hard to remember and accept on the receiving end of a disappointing or disillusioning no, especially when we can't see the yes. It requires and builds faith. Because God ultimately says yes to us, God weathers our hesitancy, frustration, and defiance. Peter and Paul didn't get it the first time. You know, who does? A few years ago, when my father died, I was torn about flying home to attend the funeral, haunted by Jesus' hark rebuke of the man who says, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." I fretted about misplaced priorities and the ministry commitments I would be abandoning. They seemed so important at the time, but now I can't even remember what they were. But what I do remember is the rare experience of clearly hearing Jesus speak to me. "When did I say that?" Jesus asked. "Right after you set your face to go to Jerusalem to die. And why was I so insistent that I must die on the cross?" The risen Christ listened patiently as I wanted, and I wasted several minutes trying to bring him up to speed on the Lucan theology and atonement theories, and finally it dawned on me that he probably knew better than I, so I acquiesced. "Why?" I asked. I felt Jesus reply, "Because I love your dad." Love is the deeper yes. When we nailed it to the cross, God said an emphatic Easter no to our inclination toward cruelty, violence, disconnection, religious certainty, and other small gods and bright ideas that threaten and diminish life. Whenever God says no, give thanks, then start watching and digging for the deeper yes.